Okay, the glamour of a sentimental so-called loving relationship. Loving attitude. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of funny how this is the last one, by the way. The loving attitude. Have you ever had people come up to you with kind of a loving attitude that you didn't really feel the love, but you felt like he was just had a glamour about him being a loving person?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got another short story. I don't think you've heard this. When I was a kid and first started going to church, me and my friends, we used to try to get each other to lose it when we were had to give a talk or give a prayer or something like that. And my friend Brent was really funny. He was called to give the closing prayer. And he gets up to give the prayer, and he had the misfortune of looking down at me. And when he looked down at me, I made a face. I don't know what I did. Don't mind that, you know. And whatever I did just struck his funny bone. So we're all ready to get the closing prayer. And he looks up at me. Looks at me. And the more I thought I was losing it, the more I was going like that and making faces. And everybody was waiting for him to start the prayer. But our Father in heaven. And then he looks at me again. There I was making these faces. So he goes, "Amen." And he was so embarrassed. And the leader of our group comes and puts his arm around me and says, "There, man, that was a wonderful prayer." I think it'd be ashamed of. No, Brad looks at me and goes, "Have I told you that story?"
I don't think so.
Why do you keep checking with you to see if you've heard it or not? I don't get that. Why does he keep checking with you to see if you've heard it or not? I don't understand.
She says she's heard all my stories, so I'm trying to find stories she hasn't heard. I'm trying to prove Susie wrong, which is really hard to do because she's pretty astute. Okay, any more questions before we continue on the glamours?
Did you talk about false humility yet?
About what?
False humility. Was that one?
I think we did, didn't we? I think that's on here somewhere. I don't think we mentioned that specifically. But yeah, that is a glamour. Yeah, we did talk about it, didn't we? But it's not listed specifically how people will. Matter of fact, I think that's one of the first things I said yesterday, or was this morning, that people will talk about, I can't play tennis very good, and then we play tennis. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that, yeah. So, and then he's not very good at something, so then when he shows expertise at what he's doing, then he expects you to say, you're really good. We didn't think you was going to be that good. You are really great. And he likes that praise. In other words, that glamour from that. So that false humility is setting himself up for more praise than he would get without the false humility.
My sister was always fishing for compliments.
Yeah.
So my mom called anyway. Is that the same thing?
Now we need to... Like the Tibetan says, the glamours are almost without number. There's all kinds of ways that we contrive glamours to distract us from the soul. All these glamours distract us from the soul. We need to find them in ourselves, one by one, all the things that are making us feel separative, making us feel special, making us feel... better than our fellow human beings, seeking for praise for ourselves, anything that amplifies the feeling of separativeness has to be dispelled in order to clear the way for soul contact to the extent that two people can become one. when the glamours are dispelled, almost every time you see two people having an argument and they cannot become one, one or both of them have glamours that they're dealing with that are in the way of vision. Okay. Now, once the glamours are out of the way, then we have illusion. What's illusion?
False mental processes.
It's what?
False mental processes.
Right. And where does it come from?
Childhood.
Often childhood, or as you're growing up and forming your philosophy, you'll come to wrong ideas about something. Now, De Bent said an interesting thing about Hitler. Said he reached as far as a second initiation. Hitler overcame the glamours. And as you if you study his life, you can see he didn't really have that much glamour. He the attention he drew toward himself was because he actually put his work, his plans, above everything else. And he sacrificed quite a bit to get what he wanted done. But his problem was he was trapped in illusion. He had the illusion, and quite a number of illusions, he had the illusions that the Jews were an inferior race and that they were controlling everything and they were part of a conspiracy and they needed to be eliminated. And he had the illusion that common people didn't have enough intelligence to govern themselves. He called it the leadership principle. There is a leadership principle, but he had it wrong. But the leadership principle in his mind was there was an elite that knew a lot better what to do than the masses, and the masses needed to be controlled by this intelligent elite and be told what to do and be given all the rules. And that was an illusion he had. But he didn't have many glamours. He was willing to sacrifice most anything. He was a vegetarian also, and so he had control of his diet. He is reported to have lost it emotionally several times. I don't know if that was from his enemies or if it really happened or what.
Strasburg made him lose control.
Yeah.
Don't you say he backslid a little bit back into glamour and Maya?
What's that?
Don't you think he maybe backslid a little bit back into glamour and Maya towards the end of his life when he began, his illusions took over and started to fail? He was doing concoctions of drugs to keep his nerves calm and...
That wouldn't necessarily be a glamour, though. He thought it was necessary to be able to fulfill his mission. See, he had a sense of mission, just like Winston Churchill had a sense of mission, but he had an illusion that tricked him into going to the left-hand path. And, he can backslide. So he could have backslid into some glamours, but...
About being defeated and...
Yeah.
No, that can't happen.
When you compare him to other political leaders, he didn't seem to have nearly as many glamours as most of them.
He
was very caught up in some illusion. The illusion of the inferiority of certain people that needed to be controlled by others, or in the case of the Jews, needed to just be eliminated. Eugenics, he was into that.
But he was trapped in these illusions, and illusions can be very dangerous. Especially, he taught his people, he says, now when we have to go do some ugly stuff, like if we have to go eliminate some Jews, he taught the people under him that to just ignore their feelings on the matter. Ignore your feelings completely, because what matters is the end result. And so in his mind, he was creating an end result that was going to make the world a better place. And that's what made him so dangerous. A lot more dangerous than Stalin or Mao or any of these other guys, because he was a higher state of evolution than these other guys were. And so that made him more dangerous, because he turned to the left and path. Whereas Stalin was just a glorified thug, you know. And Mao was pretty much of a thug. Hitler, see the difference between, say, Mao, Hitler, and Stalin was that the people who served under Hitler loved him, and they were willing to die for him. The people who served under Mao and Stalin wanted to kill them. Mao and Stalin had no friends. And the only way they maintained power was they had everybody eliminated that could be a threat to them. So people served under Mao and Stalin and other dictators because of pure fear. Whereas under Hitler, the people who served under him loved him. And they wanted him back out even after he was gone, the ones that were close to him. And that was because he was a lot more intelligent and a higher on this scale of evolution when he turned.
JJ?
Yeah.
If he was a second degree initiate and he was following a brotherhood of dark, wouldn't they have a higher vibration than him?
What do you mean?
Well, okay, so if a master comes to me and wants me to do something, visits me, and tells me some truth, some mission he wants me to do, then I feel the higher vibration of that higher spirit coming to me. And you said that he was visited by an angel also, or dark brotherhood. Somebody came to him and told him about the mission to eliminate the Jews because of the conspiracy. They tricked him.
Yeah.
And he followed them. So wouldn't that being that came to him have a higher vibration than him? They were spirit, not form.
Well, no, not necessarily. They had a similar vibration to him because he was under these illusions, so he attracted other entities that were under the same illusion.
To him. I'm saying to him. Wouldn't he feel like he's following the highest he knows? Because
well, he was following what he thought was the highest. See, when you're in illusion, you're tricked. The highest you know happens to be an illusion. Now, if you fall in the highest you know and you have a sincere heart, you'll find the mistakes and you'll correct them.
So you're saying...
Now, the mistakes for Hitler should have become obvious as he was moving along, but he went ahead anyway.
So by the time he got to killing people, he should have started. His soul should have started saying, maybe not, and he went anyways.
Right. He was under the illusion that killing the people he did was part of what he had to do.
Well,
yeah.
When he had these speeches, he became completely mad. I mean, you see the difference between when he enters the stage and stands there and when he starts to talk, he's a completely different entity.
He was overshadowed.
Yeah.
A lot of people think he was overshadowed when he began to talk because he was... Seemed like kind of an average person, though he began to talk. And when he talked, especially when he was younger, I mean, people in the room could just hardly resist believing him. He was such a powerful speaker.
Okay, but even that, I think of Joan of Arc. She was told to go to war. I mean, she, like Hitler, was told to do something that might be kind of contrary to their personal beliefs. But they're following a mission that...
Hitler didn't kill the Jews because somebody told him to come kill them. He came up with that idea and gone.
Oh.
Yeah.